Imagine you open a restaurant in some far-flung location, but you are forbidden to tell anyone that it's there. That's exactly what happened in the mid-coast town of Southport, where selectmen have placed restrictions on a waterfront eatery opened by developer Paul Coulombe. Coulombe made his fortune in the vodka business, but he is not allowed to sell liquor at the restaurant. And as Murray Carpenter explains, he's not allowed to advertise.
To get to Oliver's, a seasonal restaurant with $24 lobster rolls on the menu, you travel down through Booth Bay, over the bridge to Southport, meander along narrow roads, and finally turn onto an even smaller road that leads to scenic Cozy Harbor. The town owns the landing and the building on it, and several years ago agreed to lease the property to Paul Coulombe to open Oliver's.
We used to have a restaurant there that was very low-key. A native fellow ran it, and, you know, everybody loved him.
Jerry Gamage, Southport's first selectman, says the permit was granted with certain restrictions designed to reflect the feel of the original restaurant.
Didn't have alcohol and was... He didn't want to advertise. He just wanted to have a few people there. So it was a change of venue and a lot of concern about, you know, increased traffic, issues with alcohol being consumed and the like. So that's why restrictions were made.
5 years ago, Coulombe made more than $600 million from the sale of his Lewiston-based White Rock Distilleries to Beam, Inc., the makers of Jim Beam Bourbon. He's used some of that wealth to transform much of the Booth Bay region, investing tens of millions into the golf club he owns, pushing through a proposal for a roundabout on Route 27, and building a lavish Southport mansion with a gold chandelier. Just this year, he bought a 100-room Booth Bay Harbor Inn. But despite all of that spending, Coulombe has repeatedly failed to get permission from Southport to sell liquor at Oliver's or to allow him to advertise the business.
He has been advertising.
Southport homeowner Lee Smith says some people feel that Coulombe has been defying the wishes of the town.
From what I heard at the meeting, that upsets a lot of people because he's not supposed to be advertising, yet he still is advertising. So people let the selectmen know that they do not want the advertising to continue.
Well, we have voted on that, and people don't want to change the ordinance as it is.
Southport resident Bob Eaton says he agrees with the restrictions that Coulombe agreed to.
He was well aware of it when he opened the business and so forth. I will say sooner or later, someday, he probably will, but right now, I let things go as they are. Yeah.
Eaton says he likes Oliver's, but he also wants to keep Southport just the way it is.
We don't like to advertise too much because we know what we have.
You like to keep it nice and quiet down here.
It's nice and quiet, and it's a nice place to live. And in fact, I wouldn't go anywhere else myself, but that's just my opinion.
In another clash with Southport residents 4 years ago, Coulombe proposed blasting and dredging a channel in order to moor his boat closer to his house. He withdrew the plan after public opposition, but he was permitted to dredge mud from Cozy Harbor to allow access for Oliver's diners who arrive on boats at low tide. Selectman Jerry Gamage says he appreciates the dredging and Coulombe's other improvements to the landing at Cozy Harbor, and he personally feels that the restaurant should be able to advertise in order to assure that it will be viable. But Gamage says Coulombe's way of doing business poses challenges.
He's a very forceful individual, so he tends to push things forward, and that rubs people the wrong way. But bottom line is that he's rubbed enough people the wrong way that it'd be hard-pressed for him to get something that you and I perhaps would find a little easier.
Coulombe did not respond to interview requests for this story. And for now, Oliver's will remain a low-profile eatery, where the man who made hundreds of millions of dollars selling vodka will have to settle for a glass of wine or a bottle of beer with his meal. For Maine Public Radio, I'm Murray Carpenter.